The forum was seen as a networking tool for early career women professionals to meet their peers, but also meet experts from disarmament and non-proliferation. And it was seen as something to complete the training courses. So we are not only teaching women about our activities and about disarmament, non-proliferation, and development, but we are also giving them the tools to actually find a job in this field and to meet people and to get involved right now and not in 5 years and not after completing master's degree and so on.
Disarmament and non-proliferation, when I read about it, when I hear about it, I don't hear a lot of women's voices. Why is that?
It's kind of obscure. People don't really know what it is. When they hear disarmament and non-proliferation, the first thought is that it's something old, that it's something from the Cold War, and that it's not something accurate, and that it's something that is only for political scientists and military attachés. But this is not true, and this is what we want to show. Everyone can contribute. You can contribute if you're a journalist. You can contribute if you are working in sciences, you can contribute if you are working in communications, you can contribute if you are an engineer. And so this is also the aim of the forum, is to bring people from different fields and not only the usual crowd. And once you have accepted this, then both men and women can be involved and not only the people from the ministries of defense and the ministries of foreign affairs.
So what are the issues of today regarding disarmament and proliferation, if you can just give us one example?
Pretty clear today when you look at the news that one of the issues of today is terrorism, and it's essential for us to understand that disarmament and non-proliferation is not something from the past, but it's something for now, and that everyone needs to be involved because everyone is touched by violence and everyone can be touched by war and everyone can be touched by a terrorist attack. And if all of these attacks had been conducted with weapons of mass destruction, then the consequences would have been much greater. And this is what people need to understand now, and this is what everyone needs to realize, and this is why we are working on this strong outreach and education campaign for women, but also for men. And I think it's also important to involve nowadays the young generation, and everyone needs to understand that this is an issue of today.
When you talk about job fair, that means that there must be a need for people with skills regarding this field. What kind of jobs are there? You know.
One of the examples we have is that we were recruiting people for our team and we were looking for IT specialists. And it was very difficult to find someone with IT expertise, but also in expertise with international organizations. And we also need more scientists. There is a strong campaign from, for example, the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna to hire more women in these fields because they just don't see the opportunity and they just don't apply. And I think this is the aim of the job fair, to show that you can contribute. And being a woman or being a man, you can do something in this field.